Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me on At Home with Victoria. I'm Victoria Gaither, your broadcaster as well as host of the show. And listen, I'm always happy when you guys join me because I know there are probably a million other things that you could be doing while you're self-isolating and in quarantine, but you decided to spend your 5:30 hour with me wherever you are around the world. So thank you so much for that. I've got a great show for you today. So if you're out there and you're thinking, listen, Victoria, what can I do to lose some weight? If you're out there and you're thinking, Victoria, you know, what can I take to help me lose some weight? I have a guest on who's going to be joining us, and her name is Adrienne. And Adrienne, actually, a disclaimer that I will put out there, she is a very, very good friend of mine. I've known Adrienne for quite some time when I was out on the scene in D.C. As a journalist, rocking and rolling. Adrienne was my producer, and she also was just there for me as a big support. So with that saying, Adrienne, best friend and also now weight loss guru, thank you so much for being on my show.
Thank you for having me.
Listen, no need to be nervous because what our listeners don't know is that Adrienne and I talk all the time, but of course, her having to come on my show, she's like, I'm nervous, Victoria. I said, it's just any other regular conversation that we have. So I hope me being your best friend that I can sort of put you at ease a little bit. But Adrienne, what I want to start off with, because I notice on Facebook that you've been out walking, you've been exercising during this time. So were you really big into exercising prior to dealing with the tea supplement that we're going to talk about?
No, I wasn't, and I've been battling and struggling with exercising and losing weight for many years.
So what was it about now that you decided, you know what, I better just go ahead and try to do this?
Well, once I started selling the tea, then I wanted to be a product of the tea. So that made me have a different insight, and I started exercising, working out, and I changed my bad eating habits so I can also help me lose the weight that I want.
And speaking of the tea, what is the name of the tea, and how did it come on your radar? How did you find out about it?
The name of the tea is Kai Tava. It's an all-natural weight loss detox tea. And basically it was designed to cleanse your body of everyday impurities. And the way I was introduced to it, one of my good friends, high school buddy, / trainer, his name is James. They call him James, the ghost Wren. And he introduced me to this product, and I went from there and started selling it.
And have you, since you've been on it yourself and been exercising, have you seen any results?
Since I started consistently, I've lost 6 pounds within 10 days, and I'm still pushing, and I'm about to start another weight loss 14-day challenge on March the 3rd.
Mm-hmm. So what would you say to people who say, you know what, there's so many things out there on the market, Adrienne. You know, I'm watching television, I see this product, I see that product. So what do you think is so different about what you're selling? Is it the ingredients?
Probably so. It's all natural. It doesn't have any caffeine. And that just, and if you drink plenty, plenty of water, like 83 ounces of water, and exercise and change your bad eating habits, you can see the results that you want. And it just makes you healthy and you feel better.
And I would imagine now would be a really good time because everybody is at home, and especially within the Black community, you know, we're being hit so hard as well as the Hispanic community with this coronavirus. So now I think it's a good time, you probably agree with me, to really work on yourself and your health and wellness. Wouldn't you say so?
That's correct. Because other than selling the detox tea, we have two other great products, the Valet 30, which is a supplemental drink, and then we have the Vita Plus. That's an energy booster. So all three together,
okay.
It boosts your immune system, help you lose weight, and just feel better.
And if anybody out there listening is interested, is there a website or how would they reach out to you?
Well, they can find me on Facebook under Adrian Curtis Evans, or they can go to my website. It's JUST4me.tavalifestyle.com.
And, in fact, I have your website inside the show information. So if you're out there and you're listening, if you didn't get every single thing that Adrian said, just go to the page here on Blog Talk Radio at Home with Victoria, and there's a link there to the website, and that will get you all the information that you need. Adrian, was there anything else about the tea that you wanted to mention before we say goodbye to you?
I can tell you, well, along with losing the weight, because you can lose 5 pounds in 7 days, 10 pounds in 7 days, 15 pounds in 10 days, and 20 pounds in 14 days. If you take it serious and follow the system, you can lose that weight and get off some of that medication that you've been on for years.
And is there any support out there once you get started? I mean, is there like a group on Facebook where you can exchange thoughts, ideas, and comments and support each other?
There is a group that I belong to, and yes, there is. But in order to become a part of the group, you have to buy the product to join to get the product.
Right. Nope, I understand that. Okay. Well, listen, thank you so much for coming on. And, you know, if you are out there listening and you think that this is something that you can benefit from, if you think it's something that you can use to, in order to lose weight or, you know, to help you in your health and wellness journey, the information is going to be inside the website. And, Adrian, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Vicki. Talk to you soon.
Absolutely. Okay. Bye-bye. Thank you so much, everyone.
Bye-bye.
That was Adrian, who is joining us. And Adrian is in the business of health and wellness. So we're going to listen to a little bit of Pat Metheny, and then when we come back, New Zealand broadcaster Stu Frith is going to join us, and we've got a rundown of things that Stu and I are going to talk about. So stay with us. We will be right back. Welcome back, everybody. It's At Home with Victoria. Thank you so much for joining us for the second half of our show. I'm your host, broadcast journalist Victoria Gaither, and joining me now is New Zealand broadcaster Stu Frith, who is a contributor here. He's also a co-host and a host. He has many hats here at the show. Stu, good morning to you.
Hello, Vicki, and hello, people. It's nice to be with you today.
Well, listen, we're always happy to have you here with us. And for those of you that are just joining us on the show, welcome in, come in, pull up a seat, pull up a chair, grab a cup of coffee, you know, do whatever it is that you're doing. We're just happy to have you with us. Stu, got a few things that you and I have to talk about. First thing I wanted to talk about was that the weather is getting so much warmer here in America. Of course, we're into spring, and about a month and a half, we will officially be into summer. So for the last couple of days, I was able to be outside with a short-sleeve shirt on, flip-flops, and also shorts. I didn't wear shorts, but you can certainly wear shorts. So I just wanted to say that the weather is really starting to change here. We're getting 2 and 3 and 4 consistent days of warmer temperatures. So what's the weather like where you are in Foxton Beach?
Well, I'm envious of your weather, Vicki. And to be really honest, our weather is going the opposite to what yours is doing. So it's cooling off. It really is cooling off. The weather forecast was meant to be fantastic today. And it was a time at the moment here, it's 20 to 10 in the morning. It's not looking that great. Very heavy cloud out there. And in fact, there was one part there. I thought it was going to actually put a bit of rain down. But, oh, well, we just have to take what we're given, don't we?
Yep, we sure do. If you follow me on Facebook and also follow our page, International Connection Media, then you would see when I take walks in my community, Stu, I've been finding these tiny gnome villages, and today I found a fairy village. So if you want to know what that is, go to our Facebook page, International Connection Media, and you'll see some video. But so, Stu, you're just randomly walking, and then all of a sudden you'll see a tree, and at the base of a tree is a village. So there's gnomes, there's fairies, there's, houses, there's benches, and they're quite tiny. So you really have to have a keen eye to look in order to find them. But people throughout this entire community, and I'm also told in the state of California, display these gnomes and fairy villages all over. So it's been fun for me to be out walking and actually spot them. So I had a few friends there in New Zealand, in Foxton, who said that they don't have anything like that home in New Zealand. So I suggested that maybe this upcoming summer they can be the first ones to actually start putting these gnomes and fairies out. Have you seen them on my Facebook page, Stu?
Yes, I have seen them, and I saw the butterfly this morning flying down the side of the tree, and, yeah, quite neat,
yes.
Aren't they?
Yes, they are neat. So since we're talking about New Zealand and Foxton Beach, I want to talk about something that's sort of been on your mind. We were going to mention it last week, but we didn't, so we'll talk about it this week. And that's when you go to the grocery store of Foursquare, they've got a situation going on with bags there. Tell everybody about it.
Well, you know, with this virus, of course, everything's gone absolutely crazy, and for protection. And some of it is really quite a good idea, but some of it is sort of over the top that much that it's ludicrous. I went to the shop the other day, the Foursquare, which is like a mini supermarket, and I took a plastic bag to put my groceries in that I bought, and it wouldn't let me pack my own bag. Wouldn't let me put it in there. I had to take it outside and put it in the bag, which I thought was absolutely ridiculous. It's a plastic bag. The plastic doesn't hold on to the virus. It's the cloth bags. Because we came from plastic, you see, because everybody was concerned about the plastic bags getting in the waterways and getting out into the oceans, into the Tasman Sea and that. So they took plastic bags away from us. I was lucky I held on to some. And they went to cloth bags. But now they're saying that the cloth bags will carry the virus. So the shops aren't supplying any bags. We're talking about doing paper bags, but there's been no sign of them yet out here where I am. So it's a bit of a hassle. And, of course, if you walk there like I do, because I'm not allowed to drive, and that's because of eyesight, not because of legal reasons, and it's a pain. You know, you've got to have something to carry your bits and pieces home in, don't you?
Yeah, you do. And also, you know, if you think about the amount of groceries, let's say you're getting loose fruit and veggies, and you have that inside the basket, you know, to sort of have to fumble around and bring all of that outside and sort of do the repackaging, yeah, I can imagine that can be a bit of a hassle. I'll tell you something that's happening here in America. The meat processing plants have been told that they have to stay open. Quite a few of these plants have been very high number in cases of the coronavirus and people being sick from the virus, hence, you know, these companies wanting to shut down. But the president has said, no, these places have to stay open. So as a result of all of that going on in the last 2 or 3 days, people, of course, have been running to the grocery stores, buying poultry and fish and meat. So, you know, you can't find a lot of these things in the grocery stores. It's amazing. You know, one thing is said on television, and as a result from that, there's an immediate reaction from home to the store. And I know I was inside the store a couple of days ago, and you just could barely find any meat in there whatsoever. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. And, of course, a lot of these workers at these meat processing plants say there's no safety precautions in place. They've not been giving masks. You know, they actually fear going back to work, and you couldn't, you know, help but fear for them as a result of what's happening. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what's happening, but they've been talking about that a lot on the news because if you're a worker, you're up against, do I go back to work and possibly be infected or infect someone else with the coronavirus, or do I, you know, stay home, or do I risk being reprimanded or being fired? So I think a lot of these workers are saying, hell, I would rather be fired than to take that risk. And you couldn't blame them, Stu, could you?
No, and when you think about it, the virus is like a wet atmosphere, and you get these chaps in there on the slaughterhouse and that when they're processing all these animals and they're working really hard and they're sweating and everything else. Hey, you know, it's real life for the virus to attach to them, isn't it? You know, through their pores of their skin and everything from their sweating.
Yes, yes, no, I totally agree. So I'm interested to see what the outcome of that is going to be. So I'll keep my eye on that. And when we're back on air next week, I look forward to updating our listeners on that as well. Now, New Zealand, you are down to level 3. And level 3, basically, it's just a little bit looser than level 4. Now, what's interesting about level 3, New Zealand has been making headlines throughout all of this because of Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern and her efforts in containing the virus. So wonderful news has been coming from that part of the world where you are, Stu. But it's interesting, the news that's been coming over the last couple of days are at takeaways and how you have these massive queues at McDonald's and Burger King and fish and chip shops, and the police have been called, you know, to sort of create some order to some of this chaos. So is all of that really true that's happening in the country in some parts?
Oh, goodness, Vicky, you've really got to see the photos of it coming out from Auckland and Wellington, the two main ones. I think Christchurch might be pretty bad too, but Auckland and Christchurch, Auckland and Wellington, they actually have the police there sending the cars away, but there was such a queue to get into the drive-through that they couldn't handle all these cars that are backed up 3 or 4 blocks down the street. Absolutely ridiculous. You'd think it was everybody's last meal, you know? But the other thing is these click-and-pick shows where you go and pick it up, and you wait there and they call out your number after you actually called it in. The crowd is so deep and there's so much noise, they can't hear the people inside, the workers inside, calling out the number. So that's more chaos, and people are getting closer and closer because they can't hear what's going on. So, yeah, it's not good. It's shocking. And the other side of it too, while we're at it, my personal gripe is that all these people who are too lazy to stay home and cook themselves a feed, they get there and buy their food, that's fair enough, but then all their waste cartons and cups and everything else, they just chuck them out the window. Now, that's disgusting, and I'm quite ashamed of New Zealand for the way they're carrying on like that.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, I don't think New Zealand is no different, unfortunately, I have to say, than the rest of the world when it comes out, because sometimes people behave badly, so I can certainly see that that happening. I saw that there was a story over in the UK, and this story talks about that in Gisborne, which I have been there, you have been there too, that they actually have launched a Facebook group called How Long's the Line at McDonald's and KFC. So you go on Facebook, and like you said, there are people taking photos, and you can check in, you know, to say, hey, the line is I don't know, 45 minutes long or this amount of time that you have to wait inside the lines. But, yeah, it's just interesting. Like I said, I've not seen all the photos, but I know they're out there, so I look forward to seeing them. And I did see that Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern was a little irritated looking at some of these lines because she says that, you know, you're still supposed to be practicing social distancing, and there's no social distancing that's taking places from that particular photo, I think, that she saw online. So yeah, but, you know, you can't mandate some, you know, you can only mandate so many things. But, of course, a lot of the stores in some of our states, shopping malls are opening back up, but people aren't going. I think I saw a poll on CNN, and it said something like, you know, 68% of Americans say that it's too soon. 90% say that although they're open, that doesn't mean that they're going to go. So you've got a lot of business owners here that are complaining, saying, hey, you know, you're shutting me down. We need to be open. This is my livelihood. And I think everybody understands that and feels for small business owners. But at the same time, if no one's going to show up, then you're still in the same place that you were before. So I think you've got to, you know, make people feel safe and secure first before they decide that they're going to go sit in your restaurant and have a meal or an afternoon lunch. But, of course, there in New Zealand, listen, from what you're telling me, they're not messing around, at least at takeaways. They're out there in full force.
Yeah, they are out there in full force, and yeah, it's all happening. It really is, you know. But, oh, well, I don't know. We just hope we don't get another wave of the virus, because if it does that, it'll take us up to 4+ again, and nobody wants to go there, do they? We've already had 4 weeks of being, or just over 4 weeks of being up in the 4 variety, and everybody's sick of that. So we've been stuck at home and not too scared to walk out the door, you know? Yeah, it's a tricky one, you know? But the one I should mention is that the papers, I believe CNN over there in America, were reporting that New Zealand has beaten the virus. Well, we haven't beaten the virus. That was a scientist's term. We have actually got the virus under control at this stage. So just to correct that there, people, you know, that we haven't beaten it. So don't get excited and say, well, New Zealand's beaten the virus. You know, they've kicked it. We haven't kicked it. We've just got it under control. And that's just, you know, today and tomorrow. So who knows about the next day? It could be anywhere.
Well, I think the reason why that went out, because you and I talked about this, it was about 3 days ago where news broke here in America from CNN and Fox. I mean, every major news organization, whether it was online, digital, the headline was that Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern and Health Minister says that New Zealand has eliminated the virus. So, of course, by the time you guys woke up on your part of the world, you would have woke up to all this, you know, headlines about what are you guys talking about? So that word was used, but apparently from what the minister and prime minister says, that it was a jargon of scientific term that didn't mean what they actually said. So they did go back to say, you know, to actually change it. Yeah, it was interesting because it just completely sort of, I think, took a lot of the world by surprise when that came over. But in any respect, it seems like quickly it was taken care of and it was sorted. So, yeah, thank you so much, you know, Stu, for actually bringing that up. But as we talk about food, I have a suggestion, if you don't mind. I think people should just come to your house because I'm told that you made this fantastic I'm told that in Stu's kitchen you made this fantastic brew-up. So tell us about this brew-up that you made.
Oh, well, Vicky, goodness gracious me, you're going to make me a master chef at this rate. Who wants to know me on my cooking because I love it. But, well, folks, I had half a kilo of mince sitting in the fridge, and I thought, I've got to do something with this. So I got it out, and I put it in the fry pan, and I browned it. And then I got an onion, and I chopped that up and casseroled it. Well, not casseroled it, caramelized it. And then I mixed the two of them together. And that was the beginning of it, the beginning of it. Added pepper and salt, like we all do. Not much, but just a little bit. And then I added a tin of baked beans. Now, I suppose you have baked beans over in America, do you?
Yep, we do. Yep, we sure do.
Yeah. Yeah, I added a tin of baked beans and a tin of black beans. Now, that sounds a bit of a mixture, but I like black beans. They come together really nice in a brewer. And then I started adding my own spices. So I added three good shakes of the hot flakes.
Hot peppers, hot
chili,
flakes?
Yeah, hot chili flakes. That's what the word I was trying to think of. Chili flakes. I added a half a teaspoon of ginger, half a teaspoon of curry, and mixed that all in. And then when that was all brewed up, I tipped a bit of water into it, and then added corn flour to it and thickened it. And it came out absolutely beautiful. It was fantastic. Now, it sounds like it's pretty expensive when you think about how much mince I put in there and two tins of extras, like the beans and the black beans. But the beauty about it was there was enough there for two meals. Enough for two meals.
Right.
And I had it on a bed of rice. Now, really, to be really honest, I was a bit of a guts, because there would have been enough there for three meals, to be really honest. But I couldn't resist it, Vicky. I just couldn't resist it.
Well, I know when you told me about it, I just thought, I don't know, this isn't sounding too good. But once you sort of went into more detail, and I've had your cooking before, so yeah, I'm pretty sure it is absolutely delicious. And if you guys ever wonder why I'm always mentioning about his cooking, it's because Stu actually has a cookbook out, and he did quite a bit of speaking about New Zealand cuisine and Kiwi cooking. So, yeah, he knows a thing or two about cooking, so I'll just leave it at that. Also want to talk about, I notice I always look at stuff.co.nz as well as the New Zealand Herald. So that's sort of my connection online while I'm here in America to what the news is happening back home there in New Zealand. And, Stu, I noticed they have buttons where they're asking for donations and to support journalism. So that was something that was a little bit different. I think the New Zealand Herald had that pay-for scheme before, but I had never seen it when it came to stuff.co.nz. So I thought that was interesting. So whether you want to donate $1, $5, $50, $100, $1 million, I'm sure they'll take that. But the reason I bring that up is because next week's show, I'm going to be having a discussion with Dan Macy. And Dan is a freelance writer. He's also with the National Press Club, and he's written for some of the most prestigious publications here in America. We're going to have a conversation about journalism and the future of journalism in America and around the world. So I just wanted to throw that in there and give myself and Dan a plug for next week's show. But I would imagine, you know, New Zealand is no different than any other country in terms of journalism, that, you know, with the virus and ads and revenues are down, they need money too. You know, they're in the business of staying in business like everyone else.
That's right, and some of them are finding it very difficult, aren't they, you know? And it's one of the things that's happening here in New Zealand. I don't know if it's happening over there where you are, but in New Zealand here, you can actually make a donation as such to, say, your coffee bar, you know, coffee bar, your cafe, or wherever you go to eat and drink, and it stays in credit there. So I heard of a gentleman the other night, and he made a $100 donation to his favourite cafe. And so you know, it's when the cafe opens up, he's got $100 credit there. It's fantastic. So that gives them the cafe, something to work with and pay his workers with, you know? So it's a very good idea, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is a good idea. And I think a lot of people and a lot of communities are going to find out, you know, how important these local businesses are, whether it's the grocery store, the coffee shop, the dry cleaners, the hairstylist. You know, you're going to really realize that, you know, you do need these people, you do rely on them, because it's too much, you know, to maybe have to drive 45 minutes or an hour into a major city or the larger town in order to get those services. So I think it's I mean, I'm sad this is happening, but I also think it's good, because it will just sort of show local people that, you know, spending local, staying local, and supporting your local businesses, that it is a good idea. And speaking of supporting, this is a story that you and I both saw that I wanted to mention. This is a 99-year-old former British Army veteran. His name is Captain Tom Moore. And Tom was actually in his yard, and he was going to do 100 laps around his yard in order to help raise some money for the health service system over there. Well, he's done that, and, of course, it happens to be tie-in with his birthday. And I think you would have seen this there in New Zealand, Stu, because it's made national news as a result of this. He's raised almost $30 million for the UK's health service, and he also has over 120,000 birthday cards that have come from all over the world. And I just find that remarkable that, you know, one man who was able to complete 100 laps in his garden was able to raise that money and to do that. So it's such a touching story, isn't it?
It's fantastic, isn't it? And to raise all that money, you know, it's amazing. And not only has he raised all that money for the cause that he was going for, the public health system, he's also, on the long side of it, given the printers another cause to be printing all these cards, birthday cards and everything for him, you know? So it's a twofold situation, isn't it?
Yeah, that's true. I didn't even think of that, but yeah, you are absolutely right when it comes to that. So, congratulations to Captain Tom Moore. It would be lovely if more people were like you. So, but you set a great example. So, hopefully, more people will follow your lead. And while we're talking about the UK, we'll stay there. This is a story that you mentioned to me, Camilla, the Duchess of Cornwall. She has revealed that she's taking up ballet. The 72-year-old Duchess made her surprise confession in a video call to promote Silver Swans. It's an online class, and they encourage women 55 and older to have a go at ballet during the coronavirus lockdown. So that is something that she's doing. And it's also, of course, promoting the Royal Academy of Dance there in the UK. So I dare say after this, all the ladies 55 and older around the world are going to probably try to find an online ballet class. I think it's wonderful that she's doing that.
Yeah, well, it certainly, you know, keeps the ladies active, doesn't it? You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I think that was the original, obviously, reason why, was to be active, you know, while you had to stay at home. And, you know, what better way, ballet, you can get some stretching in and work on your breathing and, you know, what sort of, I think most girls always dreamed at least maybe once in a lifetime to be a ballerina or sort of dance like a ballerina. So, no, I think that is absolutely wonderful. So with that said, that's us, dude. We're at the top of the hour. Although I didn't run out of things to say, there's a couple more things, but that's okay. I'll save those until next week. I don't want to keep people here on live streaming with us at 6 o'clock my time. That would be 10 o'clock where you are in New Zealand. And as always, we just thank you so much for joining us. But before we go, you've been very successful with your Facebook Lives. Do you have another Facebook Live coming up that you want to mention?
Yeah, Facebook Live coming this Saturday, New Zealand time, that is. Of course, that'll be Friday, your time, in America, 10 o'clock here in New Zealand. So, come and join me on Facebook Live.
Yeah, you may get get your name called out and get a shout-out from the one and only Stu Frith. Well, Stu, listen, thank you so much for being my partner, my co-host, and every single thing else here on At Home with Victoria. Always appreciate you and look forward to – I think you're actually off next week because I'll be on with Dan talking about journalism. So we will have you back the following week, and we look forward to hearing from you and what you'll have to say.
Thank you, Vicky. I've enjoyed being with you. And people, thank you for joining us. It's very much appreciated.
Thank you very much. Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.